Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by my good friend Amanda McIntosh. Amanda, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Aiden. It's always a pleasure to be in your studio, sir.
And you know, it's always fun to bring you in to talk about mental health awareness, because that's something that's very pertinent to our community and nationwide, and with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, I couldn't think of a better person to bring in to talk about it.
So well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, I do all things mental health.
So, and you know, there's a few events coming up around the community for Mental Health Awareness Month with Four Corners, and one of them, they're doing a kickball game, which I'm pretty excited for.
Yeah, it should be a really good time. It's the third annual kickball event for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, and it's a free event for the whole community, Carbon and Emory. You don't have to be a client or anything like that. And so we're inviting everybody up to the fairgrounds on May 15th from 6 to 9 o'clock, and we're going to have food and hopefully some law enforcement presence just for some fun and to throw some spice onto the field.
And you know, it's always fun getting involved in the community like that. And that's just it's a good way to help promote your own mental health. I mean, getting out, getting involved in the community, it's always good to make those new connections.
Absolutely. I mean, a connection is what it's all about, right? And when we have community events like this where we're inviting the whole community to partake, you're getting buy-in from the community and you're having a commitment from the community, which is a protective factor for anybody who is struggling with their mental health. When they have resources or when they have a community that is surrounding them, the more likely it is that they will do self-help seeking behaviors, or that they will reach out to counselors, or even just confiding in a friend is mental health, right? So making those connections is great. And then you add in the physical component, which is also great for your mental health.
And during that, you mentioned a few resources that are available in our community. With Mental Health Awareness Month being May, I feel like it's important to kind of put those in the forefront of the community's attention, just in case, because you never know when you're going to need to utilize these resources. So what is available for people out in the community for mental health?
Yeah, I mean, there's a plethora, and I could talk about this for days, but first and foremost, we have Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, which is our local mental health authority, and they have counselors that are willing to help, help clients with whatever they are facing and their challenges. But we also have other great partners with Carbon Medical Services, who has behavioral health services, and Life Balance Recovery has mental health services attached to their programming. But then we have a plethora of private insurance counselors around our area as well, and there's too many of them to name, but people can go to psychologytoday.com to find who's in their network and who's in our area. And that can be, you know, that's nationwide. So you can also find telehealth resources through there. But of course, then I always lean on the Hope Sweat of Carbon Emory Grand Counties. If you need help bridging that gap of getting into service, I can absolutely help you find a resource for you. Then we have the Utah State Suicide Prevention Campaign, liveonutah.org, which is also a one-stop shop for all of the resources across the state, right? And it's a great website that we can go and find all sorts of resources for family therapy or child-specific therapy or whatever that looks like for each individual family. We have the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention that has a myriad of resources and information that can help somebody through a suicidal crisis and their mental health challenges. I could keep going if you want me to. We have NAMI, you know, National Alliance of Mental Illness. Our Utah chapter of that has online group therapy sessions. So that's an option for people who maybe don't want to be in person but still want to participate in that healing community. One thing that is super important in Carbon County is that men's mental health workshop that Zach Robinson and Amy Jones Stevens puts on the second Wednesday of every month at the Castleview Hospital. So excellent resources.
I feel like it's important to note right now, you do not have a sheet of paper in front of you. You don't have your phone open. That was all off the dome.
Yep. Yes, so that was top of my head.
That was really impressive. It just shows how many resources we have in the community that are available to us.
The list is endless. I promise you that if you are seeking mental health, there is a resource just here in our community that can help you.
Now, as the suicide prevention liaison over at Four Corners Community Behavioral behavioral health. You're pretty hands-on in this subject matter of mental health. So with the seasons changing, we're getting out of the doldrums of winter. We're moving into those warmer months. What tips would you have for people to kind of keep up their mental health if they're starting to feel a little worried about it and they're starting to struggle with it?
Yeah, and I think that this circles back to what we were saying at the beginning when we were talking about kickball, is having connections and making sure that you are leaning on the resources that are already established within your circle. So many more people are aware and are willing to have those really meaningful conversations to make sure that their loved ones are being taken care of. And this old adage that talking about mental health is weak, or it's perceived as not the thing to do, right? That is changing, and people are talking about mental health and they want to help their loved ones. And it's kind of a back and forth. You have to reach out and somebody is going to be willing to be there. But if you're also concerned about somebody, you need to reach out to them to make sure that they're okay. So it's a back and forth type situation. So that connection is at the cornerstone of everything. Other ways that you can work on your mental health is obviously making sure that you're eating right, hydrating. As we are coming into the summer months and the days are getting warmer, making sure that our water intake is where it should be is extremely important to our mental health. Getting good sleep, right? With the days getting longer, our circadian rhythm might be a little out of whack because the days are longer or lighter longer, and so you might want to stay up longer. But staying on a regular schedule, especially for our youth coming into summer, is extremely important. A couple of other things that you can focus on is that exercise and that kickball event. Again, going back to the beginning, is a great way to get out there, take in that vitamin D from the sun, make a connection, and do physical activity while hydrating and taking in nourishing food. So all encompassing.
It really is so much that goes into this, and it's a lot to keep in mind, but the more you start doing it, the more and more you notice the impact, because I can speak to the hydration. Sometimes I forget to drink water.
Yes.
It's a bit of a struggle, but when you go a long period without it, and then you start drinking it regularly again, you really do notice that difference.
No, absolutely. And the first sign that you are dehydrated is your chapped lips, right? And so if you can even pay attention, I know I'm licking my lips right now thinking, I haven't had my water yet this morning. But if you notice that your lips are more chapped than normal, you're dehydrated, or if you're getting more headaches, you're dehydrated. So starting with water is always going to be the best prescription for that. And we have become accustomed to taking in coffee or energy drinks or soda. That does not equate to water, people. Okay, we've got to get that H2O in its purest form into our body to help regulate our mental health and circulate our blood and oxygen levels and all of that stuff that water does for our bodies.
It's so much that goes into it, but it's a lot of good stuff that you can do. And I think a good way to kind of close this out is we're going to preview event coming up in July, but registration is open now. You're doing a social media and marketing summer workshop. So let's talk about that for a second, because this is really exciting.
This is very exciting. It's a pilot thing that we're trying this summer where we're trying to engage our youth 12 to 18 in social media campaigns, but more specifically a mental health targeted social media campaign. Our kids have a voice, and I attended a conference recently where they're like, why are we creating social media campaigns and marketing for our youth without consulting with our youth on what subject matters really matter to them? And so by utilizing the ages 12 to 18 in this summer workshop, we're going to get their voices. And with the coming of age of Vine videos and TikTok and Instagram stories, right? These kids are more creative than we give them credit for. And technology it's not going anywhere. So let's use those technologies and those apps to our advantage in letting them use their creativity in a socially safe situation, such as the social media campaign. And the incentive of participating is that you have the opportunity of winning $2,000 and that social media campaign getting launched by the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties come September for Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. Second prize is $1,000. Third prize is $750. And we might be throwing in some swag, some really cool swag with that. So if they're interested in that, they can go to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties website, or excuse Facebook page to see the flyer and click on that QR code to get registered. We are launching that on July 9th at 6 o'clock in the six o'clock in the evening. The location is going to be determined once I see how many people are interested, so that I have enough space for everybody. But we have accommodations all lined up. We'll have snacks, all the things. So be looking for that and share it out for us.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting event. I saw that, and you know, you can't go wrong by going to the kids for all things social media. This is their world.
We're just living in it.
Yeah, they're going to know how to navigate it best. Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Mental Health Awareness Month is extremely important. We need to take care of our mental health. Our physical health is just as important as our mental health. Our mental health is just as important as our physical health. So we need to make sure that we are taking care of both. Just as you would nurse sore muscles, we need to nurse our sore mental health. Our brain is a muscle. So the more we practice those self-care strategies and attend to our mental health, the healthier we're going to be overall. So just pay attention to all those things, and we hope that we'll see you out in the community.
Well, man, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Again, that was Amanda McIntosh with Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, and we were talking about May being Mental Health Awareness Month, giving some tips on how to keep up with that mental health, as well as previewing a few events coming up here in the Castle Country. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.